AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Coast Guard called off the search for 12 missing Marines in Hawaii at sunset. Captain Jim Perkins says it was not an easy decision to make.
The decision to suspend this case, the searches, is very difficult. We have not found the survivors, and this has a significant scope and impact, stopping our search efforts.
Marine Corps Brigadier General Russell Sanborn says the search for the missing men will continue.
The goal now is to switch to the recovery and salvage operations. So, as you know, there is an aircraft mishap board that has been formed to look at all the evidence and try to thoroughly investigate this mishap.
Ben Carson has suspended campaign events while the GOP presidential candidate grieves the death of a 25-year-old staffer. Braden Joplin died this afternoon of injuries sustained when a van carrying him and three volunteers skidded off ice in western Iowa and crashed. The volunteers were hurt, but they will survive. Donald Trump picked up the endorsement of Sarah Palin tonight in Ames, Iowa.
You're putting your efforts and you're putting reputations, you are putting relationships on the line to do the right thing for this country because you are ready to make America great again.
This is a woman that, from day one, I said, if I ever do this, I have to get her support. She feels it. She understands it better than anybody. And, Sarah, on behalf of myself, my family, and the country, I want to thank you very much. Thank you, Darren.
Hillary Clinton was endorsed today by LGBT, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender civil rights organization. Bernie Sanders is crying foul. He says he has a better gay rights record. This is AP Radio News. The Treasury Department has a message for taxpayers who are getting calls demanding immediate payment.
The Treasury Department wants taxpayers to know if you get a call from the IRS demanding immediate payment, hang up. Callers who claim to be IRS officials are actually phone scammers, and the Treasury Department says they're good at what they do. They've cost more than 5,000 victims over $26.5 million since October 2013. The IRS says it always sends letters and never calls taxpayers. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meteorologists say tens of millions of Americans from Washington to Boston and the Ohio Valley could be walloped by an end-of-the-week snowstorm. The big questions are where the storm will strike and how much snow it will dump. The lead forecaster at the National Weather Service says major cities along the eastern seaboard will likely see a foot or more. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.